This recording, South Africa 8, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsettling mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Koma, Koma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Koma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Koma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I am 17 years old. I'm currently doing my matric and I'm at the National School of the Arts. I stay in Midlands with my grandmother, my grandfather, 2 cousins, and my mother. I've been in Midlands ever since I was young. I was born there. For my primary school, I went to Thembalethu Primary School, which is a school in Soweto. Then I moved on to St. Joseph Lima. It's in Diepkloof and it's a convent. It was very hard for me then. Then I had to adjust when I came to the National School of the Arts in Standard 6, and I started doing drama then. All my life I've been dreaming of being a teacher or something like that, but now I've currently been changing my mind because I think there's a lot of things to do apart from being a teacher or a nurse, as those were the most important careers long ago. However, things have changed now and there are a lot of opportunities for black people. But I'm not saying that there has never been opportunities. Well, there hasn't been. It's just that we were a bit oppressed, stuff like that. So now I just need to realize that, you know, I'm capable of doing whatever I want to do as a black person and as a female as well. And I'm actually looking forward to growing up and doing everything that I've been dreaming of ever since I was young.